Episode 437, August 12th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
What's going on, guys? I just got back from 98 Rock, sitting in for Marianne with Kirk and Kewen, your broadcast partner on the morning on the Ravens pregame show.
I forgot to listen.
Yeah, well, you know.
How was it?
It was fine. You know, this little thing we talked about at the end, which is, I guess, breaking news, it's sort of interesting. You know, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, who's now a baseball announcer, covering the Giants-Phillies game in San Francisco last night, Sunday night. He parks his rental car 3 blocks away from the stadium, which is already weird.
Right. They don't give him a spot at the stadium.
Right. I'm guessing yeah. You have a special parking spot that's got security. So, and then he gets $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics robbed from that car.
Well,
that,
wait a minute.
Something's not adding up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're him, you could leave a pair of earrings or whatever, an earring in the car that... Does he wear an earring?
I mean, I guess it's possible that one item and an iPad could be. But why are you parking 3 blocks away? Why are you even driving to the stadium? Aren't you just getting a car service or at least an Uber or a Lyft?
Didn't at one point he have the largest contract in Major League Baseball history?
He did.
I remember what that amount was.
$250 million or something?
I thought, now that you say that, I thought it was $225 million. I thought he made $22.5 million a year. And I remember, didn't he sign with, like, the Red Sox, and then something happened where that contract had to be voided, and then the Yankees signed him?
Well, the Rangers was the first contract that was huge, right?
Well, right. So, sorry. You're absolutely right. He started with the Mariners. Then the Rangers are who signed with that giant
yes.
contract. And then, I'm telling you... He was signed by
right
the Red Sox.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And then something happened where it got voided. God, can you imagine... What's the equivalent, I guess, for us? Somebody gets signed to the cow to us. It's the, this.
Well, it's like Steelers for Ravens,
right? Right.
Cowboys
the best player
Redskins.
In the league,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden something happens to get screwed up, and now all of a sudden they play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. That's well. That's probably what one of the reasons they signed him, just to stick it to him. But I don't know that story. I don't know. I mean, I have no concept of carrying around that much jewelry. I mean, you're not gonna. The average person isn't gonna spend that much in jewelry in their lifetime.
No,
right? I mean,
no, unless you're Queen Elizabeth. Yeah,
I mean, what are you going to buy? One or two engagement rings, and then what else are you going to buy? So we talked about that a little bit. But no, it was a good time. I'll be on Tuesday and Wednesday if this gets out early enough. Check it out. Are you sitting in the rest of the week?
Yeah. Well, Thursday's the
Thursday's the Ravens.
So really, one game. One episode.
Now you had your first Ravens pregame since we last were on the air. Any stories from that?
Yeah, I mean, not really any stories. I thought that it went well. You know, one of the things that bugs me is that, first of all, Ray Lewis, we were supposed to interview him. Okay?
I mean, that's huge.
And that's the second occasion where we were supposed to interview Ray Lewis, and then, of course, it ends up it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And you're promoting this?
Of course we're promoting
yeah.
it, right? We're like, hey, we're going to be talking. I even put it on Twitter. Now, meanwhile... We, as a station, interviewed Ray Lewis, But it ends up like, hey, Ray Lewis isn't going to be able to, so they're just going to record it and play it.
So you're at the bottom of this
well,
Ray
that's the
Lewis
thing. It's like,
interview pecking order.
But this is my thing. Granted, I understand that, but how busy is really Ray Lewis anymore? All he's just doing is going to the other broadcast. And what I mean,
well, there's radio, there's TV, there's
and he was
print,
on TV.
There's probably
he was on the radio, so we know exactly where he was. He was in studio.
Maybe he doesn't like Joe Robinson.
He doesn't. I promise you. Okay, how about this? How many times more likely is it that he doesn't know me versus he doesn't like me? 100
Yes.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. How many do you? How many current Ravens know who you are?
Well, here's the thing. It's the over under is a half.
Because Kirk today played a clip from him asking a question at the Ravens training camp, and that they posted on the Ravens website.
What was the question?
Well, first it was a shout out from Anthony Levine saying, "Hey, Kirk."
Well, and obviously he knows Anthony Levine.
They
did
a
show
together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and then he asked him just about what motivates him being passed over all these years and sticking around. But I mean, clearly Kirk is there more, so they probably know him. But are you saying that they want it the most?
Yeah, because Justin Tucker is a fan of Justin Scott and Spiegel.
Yeah.
And we just interviewed him.
So he's heard you on there a bunch of times.
Right, but that doesn't mean he knows my name. Come on.
If he's a fan of the show, he's listening on a regular basis. You're on 3 to 4 times a month, right?
Yeah. I guess
he's been here 5 years.
So if he knows my name, it's one. Nobody else knows my name. First of all, they're only white people listen to 98 Rock. I mean,
yes.
is that a secret? Right. That's it. I mean, they're
and Ariel.
You're right. It's got to be
listener of the month.
It's probably going to be. I would say the demo's what 3% to 97. It's a classic rock station, basically, right? And modern. Yeah. It's probably. What do you think? It's 50% classic rock and 50% modern rock.
Yeah, well, today they played Kid Rock. Is that classic rock? I don't know.
It might not be, yeah. But, I know that Brian Henson is not listening to Kid Rock.
True.
Anyway.
Yeah. Is Robbie's black friend listening to...
Phil. Black friend Phil.
I bet you more players know you. They might be listening to the pregame as they're driving to the stadium. Maybe they're not playing.
They're already in the stadium. They're in the stadium.
What if they're
like
on the practice squad? Or they're not? Or they've been... Hey, they're on injured reserve or something.
They might know me this year because,
or they're not traveling with the team because they're hurt
and they're just tuning in at 9 a.m. So this is what's going on.
You're right. This is sounding crazy as I describe it.
So the show starts. The countdown to kickoff for us starts at 10, but I'm going to be doing an hour by myself during the regular season from 9 to 10.
Yes, excited about that.
So maybe. Maybe they listen in. They're like, hey, there's one guy on. But I have to keep saying my name, right? Because I probably never say my name other than the very beginning, right?
Yeah. No, I think they know you more than you think.
There's a lot of people that listen to the pregame that don't normally listen to 98 Rock just because they're driving to the stadium or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening to the pregame. They don't know my name.
We got to stop that, Joe. We need people to know who you are.
Just keep yelling.
Yes.
I'm Joe Robinson. Hey, speaking of that, so do I have this story right about Antonio Brown? Antonio Brown is saying that he will retire if he can't wear his old helmet.
Well, they just ruled today that he lost, and now he's saying he will report.
He said he will report.
But by the way, why are you not reported already? Why you can't be at the facility? You can't be in team meeting without...
Yeah, right.
Because you can't wear this helmet? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Why are you not... Antonio Brown is a wide receiver, probably the best in the league, plays for the Raiders now, got traded in the offseason, and the helmet he's been wearing his entire career is outdated, and they don't make it anymore, and it's not an approved safety...
It's a dangerous helmet, right.
And he is married to this helmet for some reason and is going to die on this hill.
I say this?
Yes.
He should be able to wear whatever fucking helmet he wants to.
That's a bad precedent.
If he's willing. Well, wait a minute. Listen, when you go into the fucking ball pit or whatever, you paintballing or whatever, they have you sign a release. We're not going to be responsible if you get injured. So if he's willing to sign some ironclad release that says you get a head injury, we assume no responsibility. And if he's willing to sign that, listen, I even think seatbelt laws are dumb. You get to choose how safe you decide to make yourself. I always ask me, what would you rather have? I'd rather have the freedom. The freedom I will always take. So if it's a matter of them dictating what he does with his own body, yeah, I got a problem with it. So I don't really, I think it's a dumb hill to die on, but I certainly support his right to not have to wear what they're forcing him to wear, protection-wise.
But if a star player like that gets seriously hurt, it does affect the brand. It affects people saying how safe is football.
I don't know.
I don't think it's good for the brand to have people, even if you're not liable legally, I don't think it's good for the NFL as a brand to have guys.
If it's this public, I don't think it makes
vegetables
it,
in head.
Well, maybe not, right? I don't know. Clearly going back, there's some accountability that we haven't even seen yet, right? Especially with guys like Junior Seau and things that happened to those kind of players, yes.
Did he kill himself? Is that what
happened? So today, if you are playing and you say, I refuse to wear that, and you say, all right, here's the rules. You don't have to wear it, but it's public that you refuse to comply with the safety protocol, and you have to sign this document, of course you should be allowed to. No harm. You're the only person that you're putting in harm's way.
Does noted Robin Joe superfan and Steelers fan Jim Amato have any Antonio Brown things he wants to add?
He did. He added something. He said Joe should be required to wear a helmet. Oh, no, that was 10-week itch who said that. But what Jim Amato did say, it makes no sense. Who knows Joe better, the players or Joe's neighbors? My neighbors know me. All my neighbors know me.
You're infamous in this neighborhood.
They know me super well. Yeah, probably the most known person in the neighborhood, and it has nothing to do with my minor celebrity.
I got to apologize to Jim Amato because I just heard like 2 hours ago that I was supposed to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House, which Jim told me he bought a ticket to see, that Adam Ferrara is bringing his own feature, and I am off the shows.
You got booted off.
Yes, and I guess it's my fault because this is one of those clubs that, for whatever reason, they can't seem to get that down. Is this guy or girl bringing somebody?
Oh, really? Why?
And, like, the Improv never has that issue. I don't know why they can figure it out, and most of these other clubs can, but this one can't. So from now on, I will never, ever post that I will be there. If I have a date, I just will show up. I will never tell anybody.
That's not like you. You usually are very PC in this regard. This is a big move for you to complain about how something's run. Somebody that works you.
Well, they don't work me because I can't. I haven't been there in 2 years. We haven't done the murder mystery there. It's just, it's such a pain in the ass to get a gig, and then you get it, and it's not even, it's loose. It's not. You can't count on it. So what am I missing out?
I guess nothing.
Yeah, it's just whatever. So yeah, I get. Do you think is this new that I would say that I would?
Yeah,
out them?
It is new that you would complain about somebody that you know will eventually employ you. By the way, I don't think it makes a difference.
I don't think so. But by the way, I'm right. They should.
Well, it doesn't mean.
But what are they going to argue with me?
Well, it's also not going to affect. Not people like, wait a minute.
Right.
They don't give the comics enough notification when they're bringing their own feature. I'm never going to go there again. Right. So you're right. It doesn't affect the audience.
Jim Amato will never go there again.
Although, there's a famous story about J.O. Covan complaining about a comedy condo and then
Dan Ninen
calling the club and saying, hey, I was going to come, but since I heard how the comedy condo is run, when I read what J.O. Covan had to say, I'm not coming anymore, and he was fired from the gig.
Yes, yeah.
So that's maybe Dan Ninen is going to call anonymously and say, hey, I heard Rob Mayer complaining about a feature, someone bringing their own feature, and next thing you know,
yeah.
You can't.
No, look, I will still work your room. I just won't post about it, so no one will know.
Well, that matters, right?
Well, that only hurts them. That's
right, but
in theory, less people that will show up.
But that might have. What I don't think that is something that they care about. If you say the club,
well, how can I post something and then I have to apologize, Jim Amato? I got to try to get his money back. I mean, why would I do that?
This is what you're going to do.
Okay,
you're going to when you get booked, say, listen, I've been booked at this club. What club is it again? I don't remember.
Well, I don't even go. Andy Klein. I go through him. So I don't. I'm not even directly. So he's apologizing. It's Arlington Cinema and
Draft. Okay, right. Jim Amato was coming to that?
Yeah, I guess hopefully he's in town. He's not getting on a, well, he wouldn't get on a plane. Hope he didn't drive from
Pittsburgh. Does he live in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Anyway, so he was planning on coming. So So
he showed me this ticket receipt. I mean, he's locked in.
Why don't you say this? Well, maybe you could go and tell him some jokes over dinner.
I feel bad because Mac Burke's in that one time in Florida. He was gonna go, I forget, and then that got bumped, and there's this thing. It's been a year of that was last year, the Mac thing, but there's been a year of things getting canceled last minute. It's been very frustrating.
So here's what you're gonna do.
Here's what am I gonna do?
Next time you get booked, you're gonna say, "Hey, I'm performing. I'm working with Josh Blue or whoever the hell's there, right?
Okay.
However, I reserve the right to cancel this if he's bringing his own feature. But right now, I plan on being there." And then you go from there.
And that's what I say online. That's what I post.
What else can you do?
I just don't post about it. That's what I do.
Why wouldn't you say, why don't you do this? Hey, I might be with Josh Blue. I don't know if I'm saying Josh Blue because I work with Josh Blue there. I might be with person X at this show on this date. I might be there.
I might, but I also, if I get a better gig, I will cancel on them in a heartbeat.
So Mickey.
So maybe I want to leave that date open so people might think that I'm available.
So Mickey Coachella is running a room called The Hive. It's at The Hive, and it's a variety show. And first of all, this is no affront to Mickey. I love Mickey, but I'm not doing stand up. I've done it one time this year. It's August, okay? I did it three times last year. I just don't do it anymore, right? I don't do stand up. So Mickey goes, "Hey, you're going to do this show." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm on the air that day, blah, blah." He goes, "You'll have plenty of time after." I'm like, you know, so he started talking about other stuff. I don't commit to it.
Right.
He just posted something with my picture on it saying, "Hey, come see Joe Robinson."
Yes, this is Mickey's booking practice. He texts me, "Can you do this show August 18th, which is Sunday?"
He did the same thing with me.
I say yes. Yeah. Then today on Facebook, I see a post, I'm tagged in it, for August 15th, Thursday, and then I see you're on, and I'm like, "Oh, well, I mean, I can do that." Now right. Joe's going to be there.
All right.
So you're not committing?
No,
Maybe you're Adam Ferrara's feature at the Draft House. Is that what you did? Are you his guy he's bringing?
That's this Thursday, right?
Yeah, this Thursday.
So I'm at the Ravens broadcast.
That's such
a pain in the ass. What time's that show?
I don't know. I mean, it's Mickey's show. Who
God, it's probably at 9.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow, the next day, I have to work, and I'm on 98 Rock afternoon drive. It's another 14-hour day.
So Eric Woodworth will do your spot.
Yeah, I'm going to need to have Eric Woodworth do that. That's definitely going to happen.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about my shows that I did have with John Witherspoon. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery, a wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Debuting August 20th at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So six sold-out shows, DC Improv. First time with John Witherspoon. And really good audiences for me, great shows. He keeps himself mainly, but I did... I talked to him a lot towards the end, met his wife. We had a long conversation. Really nice, cool people. And he's actually gave me the number of his booking agent to work with him again. So that was
exciting.
Also met a guy in the crowd that wants to book me in Nairobi, Kenya.
Well, you've had some experience with Kenya already. Yeah. I'm guessing that's a show you won't take.
No, I gave him the parameters, what I was looking for, and I need he thinks protection. He can make it happen.
Did you say so, you had to have protection?
I did say I wanted an escort at all times. No, I said I want a flight, a good hotel, and I want to go on a safari. I want to do some tourist stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then I want X amount of money. And he goes, all right, I think we can make that happen. So,
jeez.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, that won't happen for a while probably. But
so back to John Witherspoon. Is it similar to my experience? Did he take pictures and charge for it?
He did. He took pictures. He charged. He got the Polaroid.
And was there a giant line to have their picture taken with him?
It wasn't crazy, but it was a good line. But I want you to guess who this is. He and his wife are going to the south of France today.
Okay.
Vacation. She always goes. She has friends there. He, you know, he's 77. He's told her, look, if I'm getting tired and, you know, I don't want to be around, I'm going to get on a flight and just go home. But they're going someone's 60th birthday party. I want you to guess who this celebrity is. The south of France has nothing to do.
Right.
So that's not a clue. That just happens to be where it is. But this is a famous black male celebrity.
Okay.
Who everyone's heard of. Who's turning 60.
Turning 60.
Yep.
Okay.
If you want to give me, ask a couple yes, no questions okay. to narrow it down, I can help you with that.
Was he in a movie with this guy?
No, he's not an actor.
Oh, okay. He's a musician?
No.
Oh. Is it Howard G? No, I'm just kidding. hold on.
Here's a hint. He's somebody that you, I guess 25, 30 years ago, you'd be surprised that he made it to 60.
Oh, okay.
Not because of, you know, of being like a, you know, rapper on the streets or something. Not like that.
Oh, but maybe his health.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a big fat guy.
You added that. I didn't.
Hmm. That's what I think, and he wouldn't make it to 60.
Okay. Do you need...
is he in the sports world?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Wouldn't make...
I was also surprised to find out he's turning 60, then I did the math, and it made sense.
Is it a boxer?
No.
Okay. Is it a football player?
No.
Okay. Wouldn't have made it to 60. He's an athlete. He's black.
Yes. Tall.
Oh, he's a basketball player?
Yes.
Okay, and he wouldn't have made it. So.
And the chat, have any guesses? Because I feel
Sean
like.
Sean Kemp.
No. He's super, super, super famous. Like, he's just from household name, there's probably not 10 more famous basketball players. Not of all time, for sure not.
Charles Barkley.
No. More famous.
More famous than Charles Barkley?
I think so, yeah.
Michael Jordan? But I wouldn't have.
We're on that level now.
Okay, so I'm just. Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Magic Johnson.
Magic
okay, yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah, what's the matter with me? Got it. Okay. And he's going to Magic Johnson's birthday party in the south of France.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, not only did Magic Johnson survive, but he's thriving.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's in better shape than he was when he played.
I know. It's
and
amazing.
And he is $1 billion.
Yeah.
Man. I wonder what he's worth, Magic Johnson.
I don't know, but were you surprised to find out he's turning 60? Although you do the math, it makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
Does
that
it make
doesn't.
You feel
I mean,
old?
I think about my age. It doesn't. That sounds about right. I mean, he graduated from, he was a sophomore in college in 1979.
Yeah.
I graduated in 90, so he would have graduated in 81, which makes him 9 or 10 years older than me. So
makes
that
sense.
Doesn't really.
Very
so
good.
Hold on, I'm going to see what his net worth is. Magic Johnson's, oh, there it is. Do you want to guess? Don't look.
It's
going to be a lot.
$600 million.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly
nice.
Right. $600 million.
He's got the movie theaters. I mean, he's done well in business.
Yeah, and he was also the president of the Lakers until he said he didn't feel like doing it anymore.
Yeah, right. He'd rather just go to France and party.
You got to admire people who have $600 million and are working. Would you?
Well, John Witherspoon's 77. I don't know what his net worth is, but he's working 30, 40 weeks a year doing stand-up.
Let's take a look. John Wither.
His wife told me he loves that merchandise money. That all cash merch money. That's the
$8 million it says he's worth.
I guess you got to keep
yeah,
at
because
it.
That's all hidden and you know, I know that you potentially work with this guy, so you don't have to corroborate this or not, but was your experience similar to mine about the signed DVDs?
He sold signed DVDs, yes.
Were any of them Friday, or were they all the other Fridays?
I believe he had a set of all three Fridays.
So when I saw him, he didn't have any signed copies of Friday, the one that was good. He only had signed copies of the other ones.
So he's got it going on. He was a good guy. I liked working with him. It was fun shows.
Yeah, I don't. It's not that I liked him or didn't like him. He wasn't really interested in me.
There was this. I don't know if I've mentioned. Remember when I met Marion Barry?
Yes, I do remember right, that.
At
yes.
the DC Improv. And I said that there was this woman, a younger, attractive black woman there. Not young, but younger. You know, she's probably in her 50s. But and then I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I've seen her over the years there, you know, since then, right? And she shows up, I think, Friday night with this white guy, good looking. Looks like he's just got money, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I start talking to the staff there, and they're like, yeah, we want to keep her away from John. She's a little bit of a scam artist. She's, you know, being sued by like Marion Barry's relative or something, and just some shadiness going on.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. And then I see she goes on stage, gets a picture, and then that the wife was there that night. She met the wife. So anyway, fast, she sees me. Oh, it's good to see. She comes back Sunday with the guy again. And she goes, oh, is your beautiful black girlfriend here? And she was. Tawana was there. So they start talking. So then afterwards.
Did Tawana know? Did you warn her?
Well, I'd mentioned, I guess they had met before, because she'd probably seen me four or five times. I guess she's a regular at the Improv. So afterwards, you know, I sell these shirts and I say it's 2 for $40. I do a joke, 1 for $20, 2 for $40, right. 3 for $60. There's never a break. So they, by the way, they give me your number. We're going to get some corporate stuff.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
So I give the guy my number. So they buy 2 t-shirts. She's, oh, what kind of deal is it? So I can already tell she's one of these people. I'm like, well, this is the rich guy you're with. So fine, $30. Then she goes, can you introduce us to John? I'm like, two nights ago you were here. You took pictures with him. Like, you met his wife. I don't know.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Good.
And she goes, well, can't you just introduce us? I said, I don't know him that well. Like,
yeah, I don't know him. I
hardly talked to him. There's a line right there. You just get in line like you did the other night. I don't know what.
Yeah, I would
you
definitely say I don't know him. Yeah, and you. And
I didn't. You, yeah, I said, you just get in line, and then they did. And they, well, we bought T-shirts. I'm like, what?
So, yeah, I'd say I'll give them back to not have to introduce you.
I guess she thinks that I'm going to somehow vouch for her, but I don't really know you either, lady. So I don't even remember your name. That's another reason why I don't introduce you, because I've forgotten your name. But it was weird.
So I went, just real quick, I went up on stage and I said, hey, and I got the T-shirt deal wrong. I can't remember.
This is it, Brightbox and Winchester.
It was like, whatever I did, I screwed it up, right? So obviously, oh, it, you know, it's 1 for $20, 2 for $30 is what I was going to say. But of course, I said 1 for $15, 2 for $30, right? So that would have been funny.
Yes.
But then I go, oh, I screwed it up. And then I said 1 for $20, 2 for $30. And then when people were coming up and buying one T-shirt, I was giving them $5 back. I just totally fucking got everything wrong. But we sold more T-shirts than we sold in a long time. You know, the number is pretty good.
I know. That's very good.
The number is actually a little bit higher than that, but I tipped the bartender from that money.
Yeah, sure.
So I made you pay that since I had to sell them. That was your charge.
That's very fair.
That was your charge for me having to do that.
Did you find that, because that from a setup standpoint is probably our easiest place to sell.
Yeah.
But did you think the price helped too?
No, I did a better job selling the T-shirt.
Okay.
So what I said is, I go, look, we bring a cast of 8 here. Mm-hmm. We come here 6 times a year. We come all the way down. Help support what we do here so we can keep doing this. If you could, we'd love it.
Nice.
Here's what the T-shirts cost, blah, blah, blah. I did that back-to-back shows, and people came up and did that. Because not just for the shirt, but obviously they think, and it's true.
Yes. And right? It's a nice shirt, too.
It is, yeah. Support our cause. And I also wore a shirt.
See, that helps,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important.
So, well, not that people looked at me and go, God, I got to look like that guy.
But they see it, though.
Let me have one
of those. It's advertised. We should make the Halloween Whodunit shirt that Jeremy Woodworth made himself. Remember, he showed up to your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Robbie put him.
Gramps' house?
Yeah, because Robbie put him in the logo.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of shirts.
Speaking of Jeremy.
So, okay. Chris Restivo.
Oh, God.
Put a bunch of different, varying, you know, shirts on, I guess it was on Facebook, because I didn't see it.
Was got an Instagram, five-plated. Follow maybe on that Instagram. Was
it. Yeah, five-plated on Instagram. Don't go to the website.
So, no, don't go to five-plated clothing.
Because if you go to five-plated clothing, or somebody just, else bought that domain name and put gay porn on there. Unless you're into that. Then
yeah,
you,
then go to it every day.
And I think, I've never seen it. I've only heard about it, but I heard it's not just gay porn.
It's graphic.
It's like the most horrific thing that you can, gaping and shit like that, right?
It all depends on your taste.
Anyway.
I would just call it graphic.
So, honestly, this is a dick move. So, wait till you hear this. So,
all right.
I say, give me this shirt. And it was the shirt. Robbie said it's impossible to make this t-shirt.
The one that with like 16 colors on it.
Right, right. Robbie said it's impossible to make.
The ugliest shirt you've ever seen.
So, I don't even know if you know this story yet, Robbie. Maybe you do. So, Chris says, hey, I finally finished your t-shirt. And he takes a picture of it. And the shirt, by the way, the shirt I said I wanted was like burgundy color.
And like, this was like 3 months ago, right?
Yeah, it was 3 months. And he said it was $30. I said, no problem. I'll buy this shirt for $30. He then makes it and puts it on a neon yellow shirt. And
so the question that you, this is the worst shirt of all time. He somehow made it worse.
I said, I go, Chris, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I would never wear this. I'll never wear this. But I mean, honestly, it's I'm going to buy it, but that's really him, right? He that was yes. a dick thing to do, right? So he literally takes the worst. Now, I know why he did that, because that neon yellow shirt probably cost him $2, right?
Because they're trying to get rid of it.
Right. They, yeah. Nobody would wear this shirt. And now I have it. I can never wear it anywhere.
No, you're going to wear it.
Well, I will. But here's the deal. I would wear. That's the other thing. Chris made a mistake, because I would wear that
really?
T-shirt.
He made a mistake?
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it?
That savvy businessman?
I would wear that. I would wear that shirt. I would 100% wear it. Out in public, I'd wear it all the time. But I can't wear a neon yellow shirt. And by the way, nobody can. What is he thinking? He doesn't wear neon yellow shirts.
Katie will not allow you to wear that shirt.
She doesn't give a fuck, but...
Well, I think she would at some point.
I don't... I'm not going to wear it. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, can we... Maybe we can auction it off to a listener.
Sure, I'd love to get one. Well, that's the other thing. So, he said, by the way, look at this. Look at this picture right here that Katie just sent me. I guess that's... Is that when Katie walked out? Is that what that is?
I look stunned at how beautiful she is, and you are frowning almost. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, it's not the best picture of me. Yeah, the slideshow. Really good photos.
It's not the best picture of me either. Now, I just want to read something. Did you see that conversation? And I'm going to have to go back between Chris and a girl who was, I guess, really kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Thirsty?
Yeah, thirsty for him.
Sure.
Did you see that, Robbie?
I don't know if Robbie did.
No.
So this is a conversation that Chris had. Actually, I can't find it now. Damn it. Do you have it, Rob?
No, I don't remember how to find that.
All right.
Where was that? It was on a... We have so many texts going on, I can't keep up.
All right, I'm gonna give it
but
one...
Go to his five-platey, because he put some new shirts up that are... That bear one, did you see that bear one with the... The sneaker in his mouth.
I found it, by the way.
They're so bad.
So this is on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
And this was sent. Katie found this, and this was sent. I guess this was posted on last Friday.
Uh-huh.
This is a conversation between Chris and a girl who's he blocked out her name.
That's nice of him.
It's titled "Man, Bitches Be Crazy." Had to block another crazy.
Ah, been what there, it says. Dude.
He says, "You have your phone to cuddle." She said, "Stop being mean, please. I want my Chrissy poo back. Seriously, give me one more chance. I won't fuck it up. I've given you numerous chances. I beg you, baby. I fucked up and I want to fix it." So this is somebody.
This is her to him.
Desperate for Chris, yes.
To fix it. Yeah, you're better off with whatever the other thing is. They're posting photos on our chat now, some of Chris's t-shirt handiwork.
Yeah, now it's. And here's the thing. Even a plain white tee would have been better. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right.
Please, please send me a picture, Joe. I want to see how close it is to the original design where it was actually going off the edges of the shirt.
I actually have it, Robbie. I can't send it to you now because, you know.
I want to have it for the show when I put the show up.
Okay.
Do you think there's anyone in history that has a worse ratio of shirts he's designed versus sold?
Well, there's no way in hell he's sold more shirts than he's designed. We've seen like 200 designs. By the way, here.
Oh,
here,
I bet you he's designed.
There it is, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's hideous.
Downloading the picture.
But he's designed hundreds of shirts and sold like three, maybe.
Well,
you have two. I bought. Yeah. You own two of the shirts. You and Eric own three shirts now combined.
All right, so I just sent it, Robbie. It won't send probably get to you until probably after the show. But
let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap this up. Robin Joshua.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Matt Colby says, we're playing pretty fast and loose with the term designed. He's just taking clip art from the internet. And
so occasionally, show announcer Tim Moran emails me something I'm interested in. You're not on these group emails.
You said show announcer Tim. We're not even
former
talking.
Show
yeah, I was about to say former show announcer.
So you know Whitney Cummings, the
yeah, of course.
Comedian? So I guess she posted an Instagram story a while back, and that it actually had her her nipple in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So she deletes it, you know, once she realizes it. And then I guess someone screenshots it. Then she posts today in April, you know, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed my nipple, yada, yada, yada. The people who took screen grabs were trying to get money from me. Some say they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money to not post the photo. They almost think I'm more famous than I am. But she says, if anyone's going to make money off this, it's going to be me. So she just posted the thing back herself.
Right, of course.
I say, good for you. That's the story. I just think.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to see Whitney Cummings' nipple.
No, I think that she's just like.
That picture, I mean.
Who would buy that? Right.
Yeah. Who's going to be like, oh my God, don't let that out.
Yeah. So she, but rather than not even just say no, she just said, here it is.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is even more of a power move.
No, that's badass.
So good for you, Whitney Cummings.
I did have one other story about.
So the shows are good. I mean, I wasn't there. Sean did well. I know this is not interesting.
Everybody did well. Yeah. There was a couple things that you might not have been thrilled with. You'll have to listen to the bonus show to hear that.
Oh, okay.
But,
is this, can I guess what it's about? Like about crossing the line with an audience member? Like, you know, Eric.
You can guess, sure.
You know, dick slapping someone in the front row, that or taking their food, or
yeah, you can guess. I'm not.
That's what
tell.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, but I'm. Oh, okay. Well, I can't really. People.
But
have
is
to,
that
people,
in the family of things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People have to pay for this content, so I don't want to just reveal it.
Okay.
So yeah.
So why? But you're not upset?
No, you won't be that upset.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
Anyway,
but you weren't upset at all.
No. I wasn't upset.
Okay. So if you're a...
It isn't as bad as when Eric spit on the audience.
Okay. So, all right. If that was a 10, what was this?
It was a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But we had a Airbnb that we stayed at.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. And it was actually awesome. There's a trampoline in the backyard.
That's cool.
And we were all sitting on the... There were 6 of us. We were sitting on the trampoline. We weren't really jumping on it. We were just, you know...
Yeah.
Indulging while we were on there, but we were really loud, and I'm worried we're not going to be able to get that Airbnb again.
Don't they rate you or something, or give you a review to Katie's? Then you have to have an account or something. I assume she set it up.
Oh yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if we're going to get a bad review or a good review. Okay, here's something that's pretty cool. They gave us. Did you see me post a picture of the prices of those pizzas?
Oh, with the Joe's fries or whatever, chips or whatever.
No.
Oh, no.
They gave us 2 pizzas.
Who's they?
The Bright Box.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. Robbie,
they're huge.
How big are those pizzas, you think?
They're 30 to 36 inches in diameter.
They're gigantic. I've never eaten a bigger pizza. And they're $38 a piece. So they bought, sorry, cheese is 30, pepperoni's 38. Is that what it was, Robbie? I posted it, but
yes.
They basically bought us $70 worth of pizza.
Yeah.
So
that's a very cool thing
Absolutely.
That they did. So we took it with us.
Joe was walking around the Bright Box before the show with a piece of pizza and it's rolled up in his hand.
Yeah. So, and one piece of pizza was the equivalent of, you know, two pieces of pizza, whatever. Well, anyway, we took it with us, and then I threw it away in the trash can the outside. What else are you going to do with it? But I know they might not be thrilled about that. Also, we were in the back. We were very loud.
You later. Threw it in the trash can of the Airbnb or the
at the Airbnb. Okay. I wish I'd done it at Bright Box because, you know, we didn't need enough of it to warrant bringing it back.
Well, that would be a dick move to leave to take it out of the Bright Box and throw it out as opposed to just leaving it for the
car. Well, no, I wanted to take it like we appreciated
gotcha.
It. But yeah. Anyway, which we did. So I don't know. I think they might have an issue with that, us throwing that smelly. We didn't put it in a bag or anything. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't know that I could have physically. I mean, I had to bend it sideways and down to fit it in the trash can. Think about that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so let's say this is the box. I had to fold that, and then I had to fold it again just so it would fit inside of this trash can. And then we were very loud out back late at night. So I'm hoping that none of the neighbors noticed that. And we
that
were able
sounds
to
like you guys.
But, yeah, we definitely did that. We were up super late. Matter of fact, we play this game. We've talked about it before, Quiplash. And I'm really good at it because if you're super mean,
right,
that's really what allows you to win this game. And I can, that's really kind of in my wheelhouse.
We're also nicer to you because Katie's there.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. So anyway, I was in a state where I couldn't, I never won a game until the very last game.
You weren't on your
game. Wasn't that. I just wasn't in any condition to be great at it. And of course, that's because Justin passed out. Uh-huh. And Eric couldn't stand up. So then I was finally able to, I won the last game.
So if you had to guess the owners of this Airbnb, if they had, are you guessing they had the negative experience with you?
If obviously there's a shot that the neighbors are going to complain, I'd say we don't have like a, we probably have a, maybe a 60% chance of being able to rent to get that again.
Okay.
That's my guess. Now, the other thing which is interesting is Robbie was with his girlfriend.
Nice.
And they were staying there.
In a hotel.
Right. So I said, hey, you guys want to come by? And Robbie, instead of saying, no, we're just going to go back to the hotel, he said, she's sick. Robbie then told me that his girlfriend was sick. Now, she looked at him like, well, you didn't blame me for, right? And Robbie goes, well, we wouldn't have gone anyway. You follow what I'm saying? So, meaning he wasn't going to go, but he still found a way to make her responsible for it. Really, you follow what I'm saying?
Unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily. Yeah. There was no reason for it. Robbie, what's your explanation of that? You weren't thinking? What's the deal?
No, what I did was I said the first thing that came to my mind, which was the truth, that she was having a sinus problem. But then when you called me out on it, I realized, well, yeah, you're right. We wouldn't have come in.
Yeah, I wouldn't see Robbie there. Of course, by that time, it's like 11 o'clock, 11:30, right? I mean, it's two shows, so it's late.
It was way late.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I can't stay up late. Now, you can because you've been doing it your whole life, but at this point, I also...
you couldn't sleep.
Well, I wake up every morning about by myself without alarm or anything between 6:15 and 6, like between 6 and 6:15. No matter what, I wake up at that time, right?
Yeah.
And every night, you know, I fall asleep. Usually, you know, TV's on, and as I fade, eventually I turn it off, and that's it. And that's usually around 10:15 to 10:30.
That's early.
But when we go to Bright Box and we play Quiplash, be it in a hotel or whatever.
Or even if you drive home, it's still a late night.
If we drive home, I can't stay awake. But if we're in that, if we're in Winchester playing Quiplash, I stay up till 4 a.m.
And then you're still getting up at 6?
Well, I didn't get up at 6, but we did get up at 8 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were up until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it comfortable?
Everybody had their own room. Everybody had their own bed.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty...
No nudity?
Let me try to think if there was any nudity. Oh, Robbie's going to be mad at me. So Robbie made this cool-ass thing for us that says five-plated clothing on it. Have you seen that? It's like
I saw the pictures. I haven't seen it in person.
So, of course, I forget to take it out of the green room.
Oh, that's what you...
Yeah, so yeah. I emailed the guys and said, hey, guys, I left that there. I need to make sure that you set that aside so I can grab it on October 12th. And they haven't... Like, I literally was panicked because I had to leave...
Yeah.
We had to leave Winchester, and I'm already afraid of Robbie. So we had to leave Winchester before that I could possibly go back there and grab it.
Yeah.
And so I panicked, and I said, hey, I need that guy's email address to you, and he never responded.
That's weird.
I sent it to Bill and Josh saying, hey, grab that thing. It's ours, and I need it. First of all, I want it, but second of all, I'm terrified that, if I don't get it back.
Robbie, how angry are you at Joe?
I kind of already figured he was going to leave it there.
Yes, I'm so irresponsible. By the way, I take everything out. You understand what I mean? I gather up yeah. every single thing.
It's a hard job.
Nobody helps me gather it up. Nobody even helps me carry it out.
I don't even think I really help you. When
yeah, right. Nobody helps. Yeah. So anyway.
I should help you.
Then I leave something that's, by the way, I forgot the Oscars, okay. right? Which is, it always annoys me when I forget. I remember the pens. There's things that like, how do I not forget these things?
Well, we've said this before. There should be just in your car already all these staples.
Well, really what there should be is there should be a checklist for every thing. Yes. And by the way, before each show, the night before, I get the bins and I go through everything.
No, it's a pain.
And I go, what do I need? And I'm like, all right, I need team sheets. I need this. Just in case a binder's missing, which has happened before. There's a million things. And then, of course, you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot this. So, anyway.
And I'm worried. My worry is that they don't even know what show they're doing. So they show up and they just forget their entire outfit.
Yeah.
Which is definitely, possible.
No. Oh, yeah. Now, that's the thing I'll tell you about that's on the bonus show, but we'll talk about
it. Oh, it had something to do with not knowing what show?
Not necessarily not knowing what show, but not having your outfit.
Okay.
But that's, again, that's bonus show. So.
Okay. Oh, well, there's only one outfit that really, matters.
Well, I don't want you to guess, because if you don't pay a measly $5 to support this show, you don't get to hear.
Fair enough. Well, next week, the August 20th, brand new show debuting at the Rams Head on stage in Annapolis. Love and Marriage and Murder. It's a wedding gone horribly wrong where Katie is marrying Justin and things don't work out.
Yeah, and it's pretty crowded. Have you seen the ticket sales
recently?
It
looks good. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We'll have a couple hundred people there, which is really nice for that room. So, yeah, absolutely. That's going to be.
We have a final rehearsal for that this Sunday, and I'm sure we'll need it.
Well, yeah, but just to get the music cues. And it's funny because we're doing a dance. I don't want to say on here. Not that it matters, but I don't want people to know what's going on. But you know the dance that we do in that. It's a line dance that we're going to do. I know we're doing a lot of different things. But
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the line dance that we're doing, Eric and Tommy don't know it.
Right.
And they're annoyed that we're not doing one that they already know. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like they want us to switch which I get, but one is very white and one is very like R&B.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's better to do the R&B.
One is newer. One is more current.
One is more current, right. Mm-hmm. One is more, Robbie, the dance that we're doing, right?
I'm not familiar with the dance, but of course I know what the dance is because I read the script.
What about, and I can tell you the one we're not doing. Do you think the audience would prefer that or the electric slide?
It depends on the audience.
You just had to say we're only going to do one the whole time, the whole run of this show.
Let's go with the new one.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's the right answer.
Maybe. I mean, I could be wrong.
But
the problem is that now if we change the electric slide, we'd have to ask Robbie to go download it, and that would.
I don't really think there's any humor in the electric slide.
No, and Matt Colby said, fuck the electric slide. So
Yeah, I think people are tired of the electric slide. I think there's some electric slide backlash, if you will.
Yes.
And we're a hip up.
Can you believe not everybody loves the electric slide? The 1980s line dance.
I'm actually surprised that they'd lobby for that. There seemed to be, I can see them lobbying for something different.
It's
but not
the worst
not
one,
the
right?
cliched worst one, yes.
You think it's worse than the Macarena?
Well, the Macarena is so bad, there's some humor in that.
Yeah,
but it's
true.
Not, I mean, people are going to know the electric slide better. By the way, all these dances they could learn in 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's usually move. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
It's 8 beats, and then you start it over.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to do the dance that they
know.
Well,
I can't
either.
Do any dance, but.
Yeah, I was talking about that. One of the things that I don't understand, and then we'll get going, is I get it. You and I are both not great dancers, but I don't understand how you can't lift your knee and then kick. It's strange to me. You know, when we do the line part, it's knee, leg, knee, leg. And you always go like that. I don't understand how you can't put your knee up and then kick.
Because once I start, I'm immediately behind. So then I'm catching up.
That's why you don't do it?
Well, I know it's,
he's standing up now. Okay, so you go. So
it's supposed to go
knee, kick,
but I do it
knee,
slow,
kick. Yeah.
Behind.
But instead you go like this. You follow what I'm saying? You don't put your knee up.
I realize I'm behind and I'm trying to catch up.
That's what happened. Yeah. So you can do it.
Well, I mean, obviously
choose not to do it correctly.
No. I try to do it. And then once it's happening, I'm somehow behind. And then to catch up, I have to just kick the leg out.
Yeah. Well, if you know you're behind, then you have enough rhythm.
I don't
know
that I'm behind until I'm behind. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, well, someone that can catch a football can tell, or a baseball, they can track it and realize, oh, I need to slow down or run faster or stay at the same speed. And I don't have that for this. So by the time I realize that I have to move at a different pace, it's too late.
Understood. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing that's my...
Yeah.
I know that that's what I'm supposed to do, but...
But you just are like, well, that's never
gonna
happen.
Well, I feel like I start out trying to do that, and then... Once we're in the middle of it, it's just I revert to the shortcut.
Well, I generally think nobody notices, but I always notice because you're who I watch.
I know.
And I don't know why, but I do.
I would watch me too if I were you.
It's probably the funniest thing to me is probably what
I get that 100%. And you're completely right. But hey, right now I'm not in a dance. So
Matt Colby says, Rob shouldn't tell anyone how long it should take them to learn a dance. That's correct. He also says, Rob, does your doctor know you lack basic motor functions?
No, I can do the skill set. I can physically do it.
In theory is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. No, I mean, these guys are actually good dancers.
Yeah, can you ask your...
So I can tell them that they should be able to learn how to do that dance.
Can you ask your liver doctor why you have no fine motor skills?
I will tell them that. This is also a line dance. It's made to be done at weddings. With the entire family of people, it's supposed to be easy,
right? Your grandma's supposed to be able to
exactly.
Do it right.
Yeah, I'm asking. It's like I'm asking someone good at math to fucking subtract. Mm-hmm. It's not really a hard ask. Anyway, that's the show. Come out, you'll see. We have to do a dance at the end, which we have yet to figure out. So I don't know if I'm going to be in that or how I can get out of it.
Yeah, well, usually you've found a way to get out of it. And there are enough people for you not to have to do it.
I'm good with that.
Because usually we get an even number of people.
Yeah.
And that's what we got. So it's Justin and Katie, Eric and Tommy.
Sean, there's not.
Sean. Oh, there's five. Yeah, you're going to have to be. No. It depends. Sometimes you have to have an even amount when we do those things like when we, you know, what do you call it, where you twirl each other. But if we're not doing that, five will work.
Well, we'll figure it out. We need to figure it out. We're doing the show in 1 week. We'll figure it out.
No, but we have it pretty much down. We just have to, what's the word, coordinate it.
Oh, good. We have a dance down?
No, that we don't have, but we have everything else.
No, what do we need to coordinate? Oh, are you talking about
the
show?
The songs.
No, we'll be fine. It's going to be a great show, I promise you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Sorry. We won't be able to recap the murder mystery next week because there's no show. I guess we can't recap it because it wouldn't have happened yet. But... There's no show on the 19th, sorry.
Robbie, are you playing anything in lieu of it? Can people listen to anything, an old show?
No.
All right, man. See ya.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.